This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the December 21st, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. I'm Natalie Pinsham. I'll be reading synopses of articles on oncology and the lumbar spine published today. A novel animal model of human breast cancer metastasis to the spine. A pilot study using intracardiac injection and luciferase-expressing cells. A laboratory investigation by Patricia Zadnik and colleagues. Up to 30% of patients with cancer will develop metastatic disease. Unfortunately, there are no curative options for these patients, and better animal models are needed to investigate novel interventions in a preclinical environment. In this paper, the authors report a novel animal model of serially cultured, intracardiac injected human metastatic adenocarcinoma cells, MDA-231. These cells were injected into the heart of a live rat. The cells established a metastatic lesion in the bony spine, which was harvested and reintroduced as a novel cell line, RBC3, into a secondary host animal via repeat intracardiac injection. The cell lines expressed a bioluminescent marker that allowed tracking of systemic tumor burden in real time. There was a statistically significant increase in the bony tumor burden for animals injected with the bone-selected breast cancer cells, RBC3. The lesions that resulted from RBC3 intracardiac injection were osteolytic as confirmed by CT scan, and a greater number of animals injected with RBC3 progressed to paralysis compared with the original cell line. These experiments underscore the utility of serial culture, bioluminescence, and intracardiac injection in animal models of metastatic disease. Perioperative complications in patients undergoing open transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion as a revision surgery. A clinical article by Imad Saeed Khan and co-authors. Transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion, or TLIF, has been increasingly used to treat degenerative spine disease, including that in patients in whom earlier decompressive procedures have failed. Surgical re-exploration in these patients is always challenging and is thought to pose a higher risk of complication. The authors analyzed the effect of previous lumbar decompressive surgeries on the complication rates of open TLIF. They retrospectively analyzed data obtained in 187 consecutive patients who underwent open TLIF between January 2007 and January 2011. The mean age of the patients was 49.7 years. Of the 187 patients, 73 had no history of lumbar surgery, and 114 were undergoing revision surgery. 28.9% of the patients had a documented complication intraoperatively or postoperatively. There was no difference in the rate on perioperative complications between those who underwent primary or revision TLIF. Patients with more than one previous lumbar surgery, however, were significantly more likely to suffer dural tears and neural injuries than those undergoing primary surgery. Revision open TLIF does not necessarily increase the risk of perioperative complications compared to primary TLIF. Two or more previous lumbar decompressive procedures, however, may increase the risk of inadvertent dural tears and neural injury. Analysis of lumbar plexopathies and nerve injury after lateral retroperitoneal transpsoas approach. Diagnostic standardization. A review article by Amir Ahmadian and co-workers. In this study, Dr. Ahmadian and co-authors introduce a novel standardized approach to lumbar plexopathies associated with retroperitoneal transpsoas spine surgery. The authors provide a new paradigm for evaluating and describing these postoperative clinical plexopathies. In doing so, they outline sensory dermal zones, which will serve to determine, describe, and compare nerve-related complications associated with the transpsoas approach. They also perform a literature review to show the variability in other investigators' descriptions of these complications. They provide a novel diagnostic paradigm that allows for an efficient and accurate classification of postoperative lumbar plexopathies and nerve injury. They conclude that to decrease morbidity related to the approach and to formulate algorithms of management, it is necessary to identify nerve injury patterns correctly. The lack of standardization of postoperative lumbar plexopathies and nerve injury limits accurate and timely diagnosis. By standardizing the approach to lumbar plexus evaluation through defined sensory dermal zones, spine practitioners can rapidly and accurately localize affected nerves and the level of injury to guide postoperative management. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously.